Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain, and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
The wrongs we must right. The fights we must win. The future we must secure together for our nation. This is what's in front of us. This determines what's next for all of us. We are Marines. We were made for this.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Making a controversial political speech at the Oscars is a double-edged sword. It can bring attention to important causes, but it often backfires. And joining us now to review some of the more memorable and controversial Oscar speeches is TV producer and presenter Lisa Cannon. Lisa, good morning.
Good morning. I'm still reeling after Adrian Brody's 5 minute, 40 second speech, the longest speech in history on Sunday night. So a bit tired today.
All right.
But he didn't make a political statement.
Trump went on for 100 minutes last night. That's true. You know, count your blessings.
Yeah. And of course, but a lot of people, you know, I kind of threw this out on my Instagram. People say, but of course they should make a statement. They're celebrities. They have a, you know, 1 billion people watch the Oscars. I was one of many who watched it on Sunday night. But do they, should they, will they, is it the right thing to do? Should they not be what Ricky Gervais says to do? Get up and get your Oscar.
Let's have a listen, because they're not all about acceptance speeches. Ricky Gervais was the presenter, the host.
That's
so
right.
So we'll have a listen to some of his contribution.
So if you do win an award tonight, don't use it as a platform to make a political speech, right? You're in no position to lecture the public about anything. You know nothing about the real world. Most of you spent less time in school than Greta Thunberg. So, if you win, right, come up, accept your little award, thank your agent and your God, and f*** off, okay?
Has it about right.
He has it about right. But I suppose, you know, people are saying, but they have that platform. Why don't they talk about, you know, political issues or social issues, climate change, etc.? Personally, I'm just saying, I don't think so. I don't think so.
You don't think so? Okay. No. But sometimes the stuff of the actual movie might be essentially political. And you have an example of Michael Moore.
Yeah, Michael Moore. Well, of course they are. And he won in 2003 Best Documentary Feature for Bowling with Columbine. But it is simply one of the most polarizing and booed moments in Academy Awards history, because although he won the award, he, you know, it's a film that critiqued America's gun culture. But instead of thanking people, used the speech to launch a blistering attack on the then President George W. Bush and the Iraq War, which had only just begun a few days before. So people felt this was an attack on the American troops that had gone in to the war. And it was awful. Have a listen. I mean,
just for a bit of context here, the reason George Bush went in was because of weapons of mass destruction. Colin Powell went to the UN and made this speech and this exposition, and they weren't there. It was based, the invasion was based on an untruth. And that's important when you hear what Michael Moore has to say.
We like nonfiction. We like nonfiction, and we live in fictitious times. We live in a time where we have fictitious election results that elects a fictitious president. We live in a time where we have a man sending us to war for fictitious reasons, whether it's the fictitious of duct tape or the fictitious of orange alerts. We are against this war, Mr. Bush. Shame on you, Mr. Bush. Shame on you. And any time you've got the Pope and the Dixie Chicks against you, your time is up. Thank you very much.
They're wrapping them up there.
They wrapped them up rather quickly.
They are. I mean, look, the tone, obviously, people felt at the time that it was aggressive. The delivery came off more as a rally speech. I mean, the boos are absolutely huge when you hear it, when you actually watch it back and see his face. He's pushing through and he's saying that, you know, many top industry figures had tied to the Bush administration at the time, but it came off as patriotic and the public sentiment wasn't with him on it. So, yeah.
Someone who has always been very political was Vanessa Redgrave.
Yeah, and I think this is an interesting one because in 1978, the year I was born, she won Best Supporting Actress for Julia, phenomenal actress. I mean, Meryl Streep will attest to Vanessa's credentials, but she's been a outspoken activist, particularly in support of the Palestinian causes. And when she won the Oscar for Best Supporting Actress, it was a film, Julia, about anti-Nazi resistance. However, in the lead up to the ceremony, people were saying, you know, her pro-Palestinian documentary, The Palestinian, had drawn protests from Jewish organisations, some calling it, you know, anti-Semitic. But she was threatened to be killed and she'd be snuck into the theatre and the back door in support. So during the acceptance speech, she called out those who had protested her nomination and she referred to them as Zionist hoodlums. So immediate boos, mixed reviews, they nearly took her off the stage. This is probably the most controversial backlash and booed speech in history. Have a listen.
2 out of millions who gave their lives were prepared to sacrifice everything in the fight against fascist and racist Nazi Germany. And I salute you, and I pay tribute to you, and I think you should be very proud that in the last few weeks you've stood firm and you have refused to be intimidated by the threats of a small bunch of Zionist hoodlums whose behavior is an insult to the stature of Jews all over the world and to their great and heroic record of struggle against fascism and oppression. And I salute that record.
The highest achievers among us are the people still striving, still reaching for something. The people who aren't satisfied to stay where they are and want to keep climbing higher. And it's those people who approach the impossible and embrace it. There's a vehicle for people like that. It's called the Defender. The Defender is an icon, reimagined for a new generation of explorers through thoroughly modern design. Its interior is modern and functional, with rich material finishes and quality craftsmanship. When you're in a Defender, you can tell the interior is built for purpose. Luxury appointments throughout and practical storage options ensure you adventure in comfort. This is a vehicle capable of great things and engineered to meet challenges head-on. Wherever you're headed, experience the Defender's legendary capability, both off-road and on. And there's a family of vehicles for Defender. Meet the Defender 90, Defender 110, and the 8-seat Defender 130. Are you ready to embrace the impossible? Explore the Defender at LandRoverUSA.com.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
For 120 years, Mount Carmel College of Nursing has prepared nurses to serve our communities. Here, our students can earn their Bachelor of Science in Nursing degree and take their education all the way to a Doctor of Nursing practice with small class sizes and help every step of the way. Want to learn more? Visit mccn.edu/visit to schedule your campus visit today. That's mccn.edu/visit.
You don't wake up dreaming of McDonald's fries. You wake up dreaming of McDonald's hash browns. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Good, and I salute all of you for having stood firm and dealt a final blow against that period when Nixon and McCarthy launched a worldwide witch hunt, against those who tried to express in their lives and their work the truth that they believed in. I salute you, and I thank you, and I pledge to you that I will continue to fight against anti-Semitism and fascism. Thank you.
I would like to say, personal opinion, of course, that I'm sick and tired of people exploiting the occasion of the Academy Awards. For the propagation of their own personal political propaganda. I would like to suggest to Miss Redgrave that her winning an Academy Award is not a pivotal moment in history, does not require a proclamation, and a simple thank you would have sufficed.
You better explain who that was.
Sorry, we actually cut two clips together there. So that was actually the screenwriter that came on straight after her, and he basically had said what he said was that he did not feel that this was appropriate and didn't think that the Oscars or any award ceremony is the appropriate baseline or platform soapbox to discuss your political views. I mean, we were just talking about it there. It's hard to know. I personally don't think so, but maybe it is.
De Niro recently made a two-word speech.
Yes, we don't have the clip. There's no need because it's only two words about Trump when he came out at a recent award ceremony. So many others. Joaquin Phoenix did it about, you know, animal activism. People do about climate change. But we're talking about the politics, really, more importantly today, and Richard Gere.
Richard Gere, because he was quite aware of the size of his audience.
Yes. Now, Richard Gere, he wasn't actually accepting an award. This is the weird part. So in 1993, he was actually presenting the Best Art Direction. And as he walked up to the podium, he had a massive gear change and decided to, went completely off script, decided to use his time on stage to criticise China's occupation of Tibet. And he rambled on for nearly 2 minutes and he was cut afterwards. They panned out to the audience and he never was allowed to present an award for 20 years because the Academy was so furious. Do you want to have a listen?
Let's have a listen.
I was really struck by this idea that there were 1 billion people watching this thing. It's astonishing. 1 billion people watching. And I was curious about what countries this was actually going to. And it is, in fact, being seen in China right now. And the first thought that came to me was, I wonder if Deng Xiaoping is actually watching this right now with his children and his grandchildren, and with the knowledge that what a horrendous human rights situation there is in China, not only towards their own people, but to Tibet as well. And I was wondering if this kind of, if something miraculous and really kind of movie-like could happen here, where we could all kind of send love and truth and a kind of sanity to Deng Xiaoping right now in Beijing, that he will take his troops and take the Chinese away from Tibet and allow these people to live as free, independent people again.
But we don't know whether Deng Xiaoping was actually watching with his children and his grandchildren.
We do not know, but of course there was 1 billion people. And as you rightly said there, you know, it is a platform. And he took the opportunity, excuse me, and he went for it. But the Academy, you know, felt that he was focusing on an issue rather than focusing on the art direction and the people there to win the award.
You have another clip and you better explain the context of this first.
Yeah, so, I mean, there's so many. I could have gone with Patricia Arquette. She talked about Boyhood and the film that she won Best Supporting Actress for in terms of, you know, equal rights and pay for male and female. But the one I chose, this isn't political, but it stirred up such controversy that I think it's actually lived with her for her whole career. It is Angelina Jolie. People might remember in 2000 when she won the Best Supporting Actress for Girl Interrupted. She came up and talked about her brother. She was seen on the red carpet and on the lead up to her Oscar trail, kissing her brother on the lips. And when she won the Oscar, she said that I'm so in love with my brother right now. He just held me and said he loved me. So everybody went wild. I mean, the reports were that there was an incestuous relationship, improper relationship between both. And so much so they had to come out and say what it was. So does anyone want to hear this? Tabloid frenzy. It's an interesting one.
I'm in shock and I'm so in love with my brother right now. He just held me and said he loved me, and I know he's so happy for me. And thank you for that. And so thank you to Columbia, Winona, you're amazing. And thank you for supporting all of us through this. And all the girls in this film are amazing. And Whoopi, everybody, and my family for loving me. Janine Schreier and your sister, Michelle. Michelle, we love you. Gaia Kaczynski, my mom, who's the most brave, beautiful woman I've ever known. And my dad, you're a great actor, but you're a better father. And Jamie, I have nothing without you. You are the strongest, most amazing man I've ever known. And I love you. And thank you so much.
Sorry to jump in on the clip there, but Jamie is actually her brother. So she references him twice. That's okay. Why it was so strange, you know.
It was not an incestuous relationship.
It was not. So
and
simply,
by the way, her relationship with her dad was rocky.
It was very rocky. So all of that was a strange speech. Sadly, her mother was passing away of cancer. So she attested it.
Lisa Cannon, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.